9 weeks of high school football are in the books, and while just two Garland County teams picked up wins this week, there are some exciting matchups still to come, from Lake Hamilton's long-expected rematch of last year's Class 6A state title game to the annual contest between Hot Springs and Lakeside. I'm James Lee.
And I'm Krishnan Collins.
And it may be Halloween, but this is no trick. This is the Garland County Locker Room Scoreboard Show. This week will be a little different as we take a few minutes at the end of the show to break down the playoff picture. But first, I want to talk about the game of the week as Lake Hamilton took on Benton for the conference championship at Wolf Stadium. While it took a bit for the Wolves to get their offense going, Lake Hamilton put on a good show against Benton. The Panthers took a two-score lead early, and the Wolves started to match the visitors score for score, tying the game at 28-all early in the third. The two teams continued to answer each touchdown with another, Benton never allowing the Wolves to take the lead. The Panthers pushed out to a 42-35 lead before Lake Hamilton, behind the solid rushing performances of Kendrick Martin, Tevin Hughes, and Justin Crutchmer, found their way into the end zone with 1:14 left in the game. Lake Hamilton head coach Tommy Gillerin opted to go for the win instead of kicking to tie and hoping for overtime. Benton jumped off sides to narrow the distance, but when Hughes went around the right side, the lack of a blocker left Benton's Kane Simmons to take him down to set the final. Gillerin was disappointed with the loss that gave Benton the 6A West title and home field advantage for the playoffs.
Yeah. Our kicking game's got to get better. It's really hurting us. If our kicking game needs to improve if we're going to win a state title. And so part of that is we got to cover that stuff better and just do a better job of that.
Krishnan, tell us about the rekindled rivalry between Mountain Pine and Cutter Morningstar.
Yeah, James, I went to my first ever 8-man football game Friday night at Mountain Pine, which it was a cool atmosphere to watch a game in. The Red Devils rolled over Cutter Morningstar 70-6 in the renewed rivalry in a game that Mountain Pine dominated from start to finish. The Red Devils scored on their opening four drives of the contest, and the Eagles didn't even score until the fourth quarter. Cutter Morningstar quarterback LaShawn Jones, who is usually a pretty unstoppable force, was held to just 27 yards on the ground. Other than Jones, nobody else on Cutter could really get things going. I think going into the game, Cutter head coach Matt Kinsinger knew playing the defending 8-man small school state champion was going to be hard, but he just didn't get the response he wanted from his team after an emotional 56-52 loss to Marvell Alane last week. Here's what Kinsinger had to say after the game about his team's intensity.
Well, they're tough. Like we said earlier, they're a good team. So they're physical and they're fast. You know, they're athletic. So they came out and did what they did. You know, we struggled a little bit, obviously, matching their intensity, and it got out of control pretty fast. Well, they did a good job pursuing from the backside, you know, and they came off the edge pretty hard on us. And again, I think the majority of what was a challenge for us was that They turned it up on the rivalry, and I don't know if we quite matched that.
On the other hand, Mountain Pine had a plethora of players who contributed to the Red Devils' big win. Isaiah Miles had just one carry, but it was a 69-yard carry for a touchdown, and Miles also caught two passes for 36 yards. Keelan Dobbins rushed for 58 yards and three touchdowns on four carries. Plus, Dobbins returned the opening kickoff of the second half for a score. Maybe somewhat surprisingly, it was Bryce Langley that led Mountain Pine with 73 rushing yards and a score on five carries. Although the Red Devils aren't necessarily a big passing team, quarterback Jonah Wilburn looked solid and went 8-for-12 passing for 115 yards and a touchdown. After the game, Mountain Pine head coach Sam Count said he was pleased with his team's performance and said this about the Red Devils' dominant game.
I was real pleased with them. They come out early and got after it. We're not a very good starter. We're better finishers than we are starters. And tonight we started pretty good. And we were faster and bigger than them. And you know, those guys are going to get it going over there. But we just had some players getting after it tonight. Sure did.
All right, James, what can you tell us about Fountain Lake's big win?
Four different players found the end zone for Fountain Lake as the Cobras took a 28-21 win over Haskell Harmony Grove. The Cobras never trailed, with Stephen DeArmond scoring on a 12-yard run as the two teams traded out scores throughout the night. On a 3rd-and-27 play, quarterback Wesley Campbell overthrew Juan Diggs, but Caden Hilton, who broke off his route early, snagged the throw for a 70-yard score. And on the Cobras' next possession, Tayton Smith returned the kickoff 79 yards for a 21-14 halftime lead. Abram Davis made it a two-score game late in the third before the Cardinals pulled within 28-21 early in the fourth. Haskell Harmony Grove attempted to tie the game with less than a minute left, but after a long injury timeout and a holding call, the Cobras' defense held on for the win. Fountain Lake head coach Kenny Shelton said that he was glad to see that his team had enough to hold off the Cardinals in the end.
Man, I'll tell you what, those kids play so hard, and I mean, it was a hard-fought game. We knew it was going to be, and you know, we came down to the very last play, and luckily we had just enough in the tank to finish it off.
Jacksonville was not as fortunate as it faced off against the only undefeated team in the 3A5 conference. Christian, tell us a little bit about Prescott and Jacksonville.
Yeah, undefeated Prescott was always going to be a tough task for Jacksonville, and the Curly Wolves took down the Lions 50-19 Friday night at Don Phillips Field. You know, I do want to say Jacksonville gave Prescott a good fight. The Lions were only down 20-13 at halftime, and then Jacksonville brought the game to a 28-19 score in the third quarter after a Matthew Huff touchdown. However, Prescott answered right back. Jalen Hobson returned the following kickoff for a touchdown, and then in total, Prescott scored the last 22 points of the game. Jacksonville dual-threat quarterback Carson Hare threw for 103 yards and a touchdown, and rushed for 81 and a score. Huff added 35 carries for 169 yards and a touchdown himself. Jacksonville head coach T.J. Burke wasn't available for comment at the time of recording, but I'm sure he'll be gearing his team to get ready for next week at Horatio. James, what can you tell us about Hot Springs' close battle with Camden Fairview?
The Trojans matched the Cardinals score for score early, taking a 21-14 lead early in the second quarter, but a 36-yard field goal late in the third proved to be enough for Camden Fairview to take the 31-28 win and the 5A South title. The Cardinals scored twice in the second quarter to take a 28-21 lead into the break, and the Trojans' defense held up for much of the rest of the game, allowing just a single field goal for the home team in the second half to make it 31-21. Isaac Sheeler ran the ball in from 3 yards out with 6:23 left in the game to set the final. Hot Springs scored 3 touchdowns and 5 trips to the red zone, but 13 penalties for 132 yards were too much for the team to overcome in the end. The Trojans did outgain the Cardinals 335-321 as Sheeler went 13 for 21 for 188 yards and a score, running in 2. Hot Springs head coach Daryl Burnett said that in close games, it's the little things that make the difference.
It changes in close games all the way. Always the small things. So our kids competed. We wanted to get it to the fourth quarter. We had in the third and second half. A few plays here and there, you know, from being what I thought could have been 35-14, 21 game, you know, our way, but. Kids competed, no more victories. They're going to take care of this week. It's like that.
If it defeats Greenwood this week. If Greenwood wins by at least 8 points and Little Rock Parkview wins, Greenwood would end up as the number 2 seed, and Lake Hamilton will end up as the number 3. As the number 2, the Wolves would be at home for week 11. Christian, how do things look for Hot Springs and Lakeside?
Well, in the 5A South, Camden Fairview is the champion. And no matter what happens between Magnolia and Hope, Magnolia is going to be the number 2 seed because they have the tiebreaker over both Lakeside and Hot Springs. Now it gets interesting between the Rams and the Trojans because Lakeside and Hot Springs are both 3-2, and they're actually playing for the 3 seed. The loser will be the 4 seed, but no matter what, both teams will be on the road. James, what can you tell us about the 4A7?
4A7 is complicated. But Fountain Lake's playoff picture is pretty clear. A win for the Cobras over Ashdown this week will give them the number 4 seed, while a loss would put them at number 5. Either way, the Cobras will be on the road for week 11. Joe T. Robinson, which is undefeated in the conference, will end up as the number 1 seed, while Arkadelphia will either end up as the number 2 or number 3. Arkadelphia can only end up as the number 3 if Malvern defeats Arkadelphia by at least 11 points, and Ashdown beats Fountain Lake. Otherwise, it'll be Joe T. Robinson, Arkadelphia, Malvern in the top three.
In the 3A5, Jesseville will end up as the 3 seed no matter what, because the Lions beat both Center Point and Bismarck. Bismarck and Center Point play each other for the 4 and 5 seed on Friday night. Meanwhile, Prescott and Glen Rose are going to battle for the 1 and 2, as both the Curly Wolves and the Beavers are undefeated in conference play.
Mountain Pine will end up as the number 2 seed from the 8-man Small School South Conference after its wins over Hermitage and Cutter Morning Star. Mountain Pine will end up as the number 2 seed from the 8-man Small School South Conference after its wins over Hermitage and Cutter Morning Star. Mountain Pine had a chance for number 1, but their loss to Strong Huddick put the Bulldogs in charge of the conference. Woodlawn, Spring Hill, and Marvell Elaine will all be fighting for the final 2 spots. As Cutter Morningstar was eliminated, having just 1 win this season. So that's where we are in regard to the playoffs. I think that everyone is looking forward to this week's games to solidify the playoff picture.
Thanks for listening to our weekly scoreboard show. It's been a fun season, and it'll be an exciting last week of high school football.
If you like our content, please consider subscribing to get the latest content as soon as it becomes available. You can find Garland County Locker Room through all your favorite podcast providers. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions for new episodes, please drop us an email at sports@hotsr.com.